Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick things off with a story that has major implications for aviation safety and the future of weather technology. The Airline Pilots Association, often shortened to ALPA, has raised serious concerns about Rainmaker Technologies' plan to use drones for cloud seeding to enhance rainfall. Their main argument is that growing weather modification efforts could bring new hazards, not only for pilots, but potentially for the environment as well. ALPA is pushing for the Federal Aviation Administration to implement more rigorous safety guidelines, especially focusing on the risks of drone debris and the uncertain environmental impact. The FAA now faces the challenge of promoting innovative weather tech while ensuring airspace safety. Speaking of innovation, the Linux kernel continues to push boundaries in high-performance computing, particularly for AMD processor users. The recent unveiling of the Linux caching layer known as Sheaves is showing remarkably promising results, especially in AMD's EPYC Turin servers. While a handful of issues and regressions have cropped up, benchmarks hint at real-world gains in scalability and efficiency for future applications. In effect, Sheaves marks another chapter in making Linux even more competitive for high-end deployments. If you're following advancements in virtualization, there's big news from the cloud infrastructure front too. Cloud Hypervisor version 48.0 has dropped, bringing a suite of new features aimed at raising both the security and capability of cloud environments. Notably, there's now support for an increased number of virtual CPU cores. But one of the more surprising changes is a policy shift. Cloud Hypervisor is now banning AI-generated code contributions entirely, sparking debate on software quality and code authorship. Meanwhile, the broader Linux kernel ecosystem is marching towards modernization in other core areas. Developers are working on patches to phase out support for traditional Inited, the long-standing initial RAM disk system that's been part of Linux for years. This move reflects a clear desire to streamline boot processes and embrace new standards in memory management across distributions. These changes should mean faster, more reliable boot times for future Linux installations. Now, fans of the GNOME desktop will be happy to hear that GNOME 49 is just around the corner, and it promises a host of refinements to the user experience. At the heart of this release are updates to LibIDWriter 1.8, which aim to give GNOME apps a more responsive and modern feel. One notable addition is the ADW Shortcuts Dialog, a new component that further modernizes keyboard shortcut handling in GNOME apps. These steps show GNOME's continued commitment to design improvements that keep users at the center of the open source experience. While we're on the subject of open source projects bridging gaps, Winestaging 10.15 has landed with a whopping 300 patches. The primary focus of this update is to squish lingering bugs and improve support for Direct3D, opening the door for better Windows game compatibility on Linux. The Wine community's drive ensures that running Windows applications on Linux remains robust and practical, a true feat of cross-platform engineering. Another critical issue making headlines is the role of integrity in academic research, brought to the fore by recent developments in Newfoundland and Labrador. An investigation into the province's Education Accord report uncovered a disturbing number of fraudulent citations, undermining trust in scholarly work. The controversy has sparked a wider conversation around the use of AI-generated content in academia and the importance of upholding rigorous standards. Ethical oversight is essential to ensure research findings remain credible and influential, particularly in the digital era. Copyright infringement, unsurprisingly, continues to be a hot topic worldwide. In a recent case, a former employee was sentenced for leaking pre-release films, a move that triggered sweeping legal consequences. This story is a reminder of the risks and ramifications tied to the unauthorized distribution of copyrighted content. It's a cautionary tale for anyone handling intellectual property in the digital age. Shifting gears, technology's ability to empower social change is making waves too. In Nepal, digital platforms and mobile technology have become essential tools for younger generations engaging in anti-corruption protests. These tools not only amplify voices, but help coordinate efforts, reflecting the growing role of tech in modern democracy. As digital activism spreads, technology's influence on social and political movements will only get stronger. Meanwhile, concerns are mounting over how AI's appetite for data may infringe on privacy and copyright standards. A recent probe into the OpenCFace project, highlighted by Adrian Azzi Sikirka, has revealed that a number of training datasets incorporate images without full consent. These revelations spark tough questions about the ethics of sourcing material for AI models, particularly in respect of individual privacy and content ownership. As AI capabilities continue to expand, calls for clearer frameworks and stricter data governance will only intensify. It's not just technology that's evolving, so too is the composition of the workforce behind today's computing giants. Intel has seen a steady departure of high-profile engineers, most recently the exit of Ronak Singhal, chief architect for Xeon Chips, after an impressive three-decade stint at the company. This ongoing pattern, coupled with mounting competition from AMD and ARM-based solutions, raises questions about Intel's ability to retain and attract world-class talent. These departures signal larger shifts within the global semiconductor industry. On the AI front, a strategic shakeup is unfolding between Microsoft and OpenAI. The two companies have just signed a non-binding memo to restructure their partnership, with OpenAI possibly moving toward a conventional for-profit business model. This could open doors for OpenAI to work with other cloud providers, not just Microsoft Azure, and might dramatically shift how AI expertise and resources are distributed globally. With questions lingering around the ownership and operational framework of such partnerships, the repercussions will be closely watched across the industry. Among the more niche yet fascinating developments is the rise of hobbyist operating systems. Skift OS stands out as a project built from scratch, embodying the grassroots spirit underpinning personal computing exploration. It's a modular modern take on OS design, reminiscent of the creativity that fueled early 2000s electronics hacking and open source movements. Projects like Skift OS capture a renewed wave of ambition in the homebrew and enthusiast developer community, showing how innovation flourishes outside the mainstream. Turning to education, a major demographic trend in the US is prompting concern for colleges and universities nationwide. Projections now suggest a 13% drop in the number of high school graduates by the year 2041, an alarming prediction for regional institutions and liberal arts colleges especially. Facing shrinking enrollments and tightening budgets, educational leaders will need to develop bold new strategies to attract and retain students. Innovation in curricula, online education, and community integration are all expected to play key roles in this transition. Now, let's talk about another area where technology is shaking up tradition: medical research. More researchers are harnessing synthetic datasets generated by AI to mimic real patient records, often bypassing long-standing ethical frameworks in the process. Proponents argue these methods streamline research and reinforce privacy, but critics warn that failing to follow established review processes opens the door to abuses. These debates are a sign of how emerging technologies continually challenge, and sometimes outpace, the structures designed to keep them in check. This brings us to a broader reflection on the evolving collaboration between humans and machines, particularly in the open source arena. Platforms like GitHub make it possible for developers to quickly locate tools that fit their workflows, fork projects they admire, or build new ones inspired by existing codebases. The act of forking or open sourcing a project, like a personal to-do app, turns a solitary effort into a community initiative, inviting feedback and refinements from users worldwide. This spirit of cooperation not only propels software development, but weaves a global network of contributors who constantly push the boundaries of what's possible with code. AI has emerged as the ultimate power-up in this process, helping developers scaffold projects, troubleshoot efficiently, and even navigate complex legacy code. By lowering the entry barrier, AI tools are enabling more people to take part in software creation, accelerating innovation, and fostering an environment where new voices thrive. Reducing mental overhead means more time is spent on imagination and creativity, rather than getting bogged down in technicalities. Projects evolve quicker, and security considerations become baked in from the outset, rather than bolted on after the fact. As more developers share their creations, be it a note-taking tool, a self-hosted calendar, or a privacy-focused workflow manager, the collective innovation benefits everyone involved. Sharing and collaborating, whether with people or AI, isn't merely about building better apps. It's about building better communities. In summary, these stories serve as a reminder that technology, ethics, and society are deeply intertwined, and change rarely stops at the surface. The headlines I've covered today show just how fast trends move, and how important it is to stay curious, informed, and adaptable. Whether you're a developer, educator, student, or simply a fan of technology, we all have a stake in shaping what comes next. Stay tuned each week as we navigate the frontiers of open source, digital ethics, and real-world innovation. Thanks for listening.